بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter on the virtue of living a life of abstinence, encouragement to suffice a little in this world, and the virtue of poverty. As we explained before, that this type of a chapter, you won't find it anywhere, in any of the secular books, in any of the books of economics, accounting, etc. This type of thing is only found in deen, that where there's virtue for abstinence from this world, there's virtue to suffice on little, and the virtue of poverty. Otherwise, whatever you find in the books of economics, the books of accounting, the books of management, the books of business science, the thing that you'll find there is those things that will take a person or will encourage a person to get more involved in this world, to gather more of this world, to amass more of this world, how to preserve what one gathers and how to utilize it wisely, but never a situation where the virtue of poverty, etc. So this is only from the deen that we have, from Islam that we've got, that there's virtue even in these things. These things that are generally frowned upon, looked down upon, things that generally would a person wouldn't want, in Islam we see there's merit in this also. So a person is happy in whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and to such an extent that even if a person has got, Allah ta'ala has given him, he is also encouraged to bring a certain level of abstinence in his life, to turn away from this worldly life, not to get too engrossed in this life. So anyway, moving on with the various ahadith that we're doing. Today's hadith, Anil Mustawrid ibn Shaddad radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mad dunya fil akhirati illa mislu ma yaj'alu ahadukum usbu'ahu fil yammi fal yanzur bima yarji' rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Mustawrid ibn Shaddad radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this world in comparison to the year after is like the dipping of your finger in the sea and seeing how much water sticks to it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did a very beautiful comparison. We'll give you an example of a comparison. A person takes his finger and he puts it into the ocean. Now how much of water comes onto his finger? Think about it, how much of water compared to the waters of the ocean? There's really no comparison. The water that is sticking to his finger, that remains on his finger, versus the amount of water in the ocean, there's no comparison at all. So in other words, this dunya is like that little bit water that remains on the finger, and akhirat is like that ocean, continuous and continuous and continuous ocean, that ocean that is so deep and so vast. So how can you ever compare the two? But what hadith is trying to explain to us, imply to us, that this dunya is so little, so worthless, like that little amount of water, but yet we're putting all our energies, all our efforts, all our hopes, we are putting it to the dunya, whereas we should be putting our hopes, our efforts, our energies more for the akhirat, which is so vast and so wide and so deep, and so much, the volume of water in the ocean is so much more than the water that is on our fingers. So much more akhirat has got to offer. In other words, only a foolish person will finish all his efforts and deplete his time and efforts and energies on something that is so worthless, something that has no return. Our friend, our alim and ustad, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Gora Sahib Saleji, most of you may know him. Just a little bit of a history. He was born here also in this place, Maulana Gora. Sometimes it's nice that we know history of our Akabir, where they were born, where they settled, etc. So he was born here. Our Muhtamim Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he was also born here in this place. Maulana Ismail Saleji Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was also born here in this place. And another great alim also of our province, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleji from Escort, he was also born here. So these great people were born here in this place, just as a matter of history, so that we know where they were born, etc. Anyway, so Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Gora Saleji Sahib, he would give a very nice example. He would say that, take an area in Jannat. He says when people go into Jannat, if hypothetically, it's a hypothetical example, that one area is allocated, say we say 100 hectares of land in Jannat is allocated to build a museum there. And what we're going to put in that museum? We're going to put all the best ornaments of the dunya there. In other words, whatever attracted people in the dunya, we put all the things that attracted people, all the chandeliers, all the ornaments, all the gold and silver jewelry, all the scenes that attracted people, the mountains, the beautiful oceans, and you take, so make it not 100 hectares, make it 1,000,000 hectares, put all the beautiful scenes, the canyons, and you put the rivers, and you put whatever could attract people in this world, the rubies, the studs, you take the vintage cars, the expensive cars, and whatever people in this world get attracted to, the expensive pedigree, animals, whatever you think, you have in different sections in that museum, put it there. And now you ask the people of Jannah just to come and visit that museum. This is the museum that got all the most expensive, exotic items of this dunya. Come and visit. He says the only thing that area there will do, that museum will do to Jannah, the only thing it will do to Jannah, it will spoil Jannah. That's all. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has got so much of beauty in Jannah that the things of this world will feel like dirt. Like how we see one dumpyard somewhere. It spoils the area when you see the junk and you see beautiful buildings all around it. You feel that how this dump is spoiling this area. Like that, the things of this world will actually spoil Jannah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has got so much in store for us that what is there that we have to waste our time, energies, and try and fight for this world and vie for this world? This world is such that today is here and tomorrow is not here. Today it promises you so much, and then overnight things can just change. All those promises can just change in an instant. We went to visit one person, just finish off on this. We went to visit one person. His son was sick in the last stages of cancer. So he had only one son, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. And suddenly, all the hopes in that young man, that this is my only son and he's growing up and he seems to be so bright and he's the apple of my eye and the apple of the family's eyes. Everyone liked this young boy. He was very active, very, very interactive. This boy used to play and he used to interact with the family and he was a very jolly person. Now when he reached his, so to speak, when he's in his early 20s, he just got married. So much of hope this father had pinned on this child. And then what had happened, suddenly he got diagnosed with cancer. So we went to visit this person, very wealthy person. His father is a very wealthy person, massive house. So we went to visit him. Now the father is showing us, see this, I built a, like a Jamaat Khana in the house. The Jamaat Khana itself is bigger than most of our houses in that house. Huge Jamaat Khana. And 5-star carpets and chandeliers and air conditioning and lighting and everything, showing us. So one of the satis in the Jamaat prays to make him feel a bit happy. He said, MashaAllah, what a beautiful Jamaat Khana Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with. And he said something that makes a person think. He said, what's the use of having all this when you got a son that is not well? What's the use of having everything of the dunya when you got a son that is not well? In other words, that taste and that enjoyment and the pleasure got taken away of this dunya. Suddenly it got taken away. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had changed his circumstances. So then it made us think. So he says, all these things don't mean anything anymore when you know you got a son that is in his last stages of his life. So this is the dunya. It promises you, and suddenly that promise gets taken away. So this is what the hadith chapter is all about. That put invest less time, less hopes, less energy in this world, and more for akhirat. Because akhirat reality is that the sleep is real sleep. When we go to sleep here at night, we have to set the alarm, we got to wake up. So that sleep is a small temporary sleep. And even if a person decides that he's going to sleep for a longer period of time, say it's a Sunday, and he's got no work to do, and he goes to sleep after Ishraq, and he thinks to himself that I'll have a long sleep, and I can only wake up, but he still has to wake up at some point at Zuhur. So that sleep also is a temporary sleep. The eating also is temporary, the enjoyment is temporary. In Jannah, it's just increasing and increasing and increasing without any worries, without any concern. So that happiness is a true happiness. That enjoyment is a true enjoyment. So this is what we should be working for. Akhirat, and getting less and less focus on this world and getting less and less involved in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf and try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Also, something that is important is that we should value the moments in the day of Jummah. People generally while it away after the Jummah Salah, and also the time before Maghrib Salah, try and come early to the masjid and engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.